is, you know, we learn the Indian of Shochen Toiv, Chover Toiv. The Mishnah in the parak of this week, Chover Toiv Ezel Derech Sheyidbuk Po Adam. And I know that the Rabbeinu Yoin explains Chover Toiv to mean, Shochen Toiv, to mean that one should be a Shochen Toiv and a Chover Toiv. He should be an oyev, he should be a shochen that's helpful, considerate to shochen. Shochen toiv could mean be a shochen toiv. Chovet toiv, be a chovet toiv, and that will lead you to become an oyev of Klal Yisrael as well. You got to have a starting point. Starting point is to be a shochen toiv. Right? How do you encompass the whole Klal Yisrael? You start off with being a good neighbor, to be a good chaver. I know the Rabbeinu Yonah says that. So, what did I want to say? But there's another pshat as well. Shochen toiv and chaver toiv means, like the Mishnah, k'nei l'cha chaver, to acquire a chaver toiv, to have a shochen toiv. That's another interpretation of the Mishnah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, what's a chaver toiv? K'nei l'cha chaver is one that you can learn from someone that's not just going to nod and agree to all your mishigasim. That's not a chovet toiv. He's going to go along with all your things. He's very agreeable. Whenever I say something, he gives me a lot of credit. That's not a chovet toiv. A chovet toiv is one that's critical in the L'shem Shemayim way. That's a chovet toiv, one that you learn from, one that really cares about you. It gives you musa. If you want to know if you love somebody, if you give him musa. Sounds a little funny, right? You like the person, you give him musa. That's what the pasuk says. Someone who loves a child gives musa to that child. If not, you don't care about the child's well-being, his success, his ruchnizdik, his success. You love the child, you give him musa. K'nei l'cha chaver means acquire a chaver that's going to be critical. Critical in a constructive way, not in a mean way, but there's ways to give musa. But that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says on that Mishnah. K'nei l'cha chaver, shochen toiv, chaver toiv as well. My entire Yedidim, B'nei HaKoel, beautiful name, B'nei HaKoel, B'nei Yeshiva, whatever, Rabbi Chaim is Zeicha, to have a yeshiva. It looks like more like a yeshiva than a kollel. I wanted just to be magdim, what I'm going to say. With I told Rabbi Chaim he's going to have to pay for what he said. So I have to be magdim, my words, with my shochen toiv and chover toiv. And I was zeicha to be on East 19th Street. Very good block, East 19th. I meet a lot of good people on East 19th Street. I think some of them, Baruch Hashem, are present here today for today's Simcha. I had the privilege, and I'm going to speak first about L'mayla B'Kodesh, Harav Aaron Levine, zeicha tzadik levracha. Harav Aaron Levine, father of Yerchoshev Rosh HaKoylo, Rabbi Ephraim, Yibodu L'chaim, Toiv and Varuchim. Yeah, that was my Shochen Toiv. That was my Shochen Toiv, not like Rabbeinu Yonah's Pshat. I don't know if I fulfilled the requirements of being a Shochen Toiv. I can't speak about that. Rabbi Chaim spoke about that. But I had and have a Shochen Toiv, person to emulate, to learn from. Aaron Levine, Zechreina Levracha, I finally have the opportunity to speak about Rabbi Aaron Levine. I wasn't given the opportunity, but it wasn't even Negea. Unfortunately, Rabbi Aaron left us at a yontif time. No one, it wasn't even a zman of hesped when Rabbi Aaron Levine left us. Yontif of Pesach, it must be 3 years already, two years. He fulfilled the Shochen Toiv in the full sense, Shochen Toiv. Besides the Talmud Chacham, the magnitude of Talmud Chacham, which he was a tremendous mind, he was famous in his days, in the yeshiva days, that he was a bocha, tremendous mind, obvious from the books, the Sfarim, Sifrei Halacha and all the other things that he published. But besides the magnitude of Talmud Chacham that he really was, but he was that, right? He was that Ish Chamudos. He was that real Ish Chamudos, that Sofer Boya that was mentioned before, that princely person who showed such a respect for Torah, who showed such a respect for Talmidei Chachamim. He was Mechabed Es HaTorah in the full sense, the real sense of Mechabed Es HaTorah. He loved Torah, but he was also Mechabed tremendously so. I remember from the first day we moved into the neighborhood to observe Rabbi Levine when I would be at the shul or meet him on the block, whatever it was. Tremendous Moikir Torah, princely person. Rabbi Fry was giving all his flowery, you know, adjectives, his father came to my mind. The princely person, the Talmud Chacham, and the person with a tremendous covet to himself because he was Mechabed people, he was Mechabed Torah, he was Mechabed Es HaBriyos, he was a very loved person. I don't know if he was appreciated enough, I can't say that, but he was a loved person because that's what he was. He was an Oyhev HaBriyos, Mechabed Es HaBriyos. I feel this is an appropriate time to mention this because, you know, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, "Man de moike chachomim, man de rochem rabbanon, man de dochem rabbanon." The Gemara speaks about all those things. What happens when you respect Talmidei Chachomim, when you fear Talmidei Chachomim, and when you love Talmidei Chachomim? And the Gemara has a whole bunch of things that we are zeichet to. Adam knows that Gemara in Shabbos, it's a famous Gemara. And the Gemara says, Yizecha to Talmidei Chachamim children, Talmidei Chachamim chasni, son-in-laws, and Yizecha to become a Talmud Chacham yourself, if you're not one already. To love a Talmud Chacham, the Masha says, you got to be a Talmud Chacham yourself. To love a Talmud Chacham, we can't fool ourselves. The Masha says, the only one who could really love a Talmud Chacham is the one who himself learns Torah, the one who is a Talmud Chacham. So that's not the bracha for loving a Talmud Chacham. You don't become a Talmud, you are a Talmud Chacham if you love Talmid Chacham. But that, those brachas, I feel that when this Kayim, and I see Rabbi Ephraim, your Rosh HaKoilo, and I see the true emulation of Lahavdul Ben Chaim, his great father, the Kovet HaTorah, the Talmud Chacham. You know, Rabbi Chaim speaks about others being Talmud Chacham, but I'm pretty sure that what I'm going to say is not going to be a chiddush to anyone here. That whenever I speak to Rabbi Chaim, it's always at a place that he's learning. Now, how does that happen? That wherever I speak to him, he's holding. The answer is because he's very busy learning. He's very busy with Torah, very busy learning Mor Hashem, and being Ma'abit Torah. Okay. He's busy being Ma'abit Torah, and he carries that tremendous trait of being Moike Torah, being Moike Talmidei Chacham. I know he's a devoted Rosh HaKoilom, but it all comes from his Avos HaTorah, his Avos HaBriyos, his respect for all of you, his Bnei HaKoilo, his love for all of you, and that's what I wanted to be Magdim. Poiskim b'kvoid achsanya. Kvoid achsanya, the kvoid HaKoilo is the kvoid of the Rosh HaKoilo. So what did I want to say? Kvoid achsanya is a drasha of its own. I just wanted to say a machshava of chizuk, maybe Bnei HaKoil. I feel so good speaking to Bnei HaKoil, and to, I see wives, women of the Bnei HaKoil, and I just wanted to say a short machshava, very short machshava. The first Rashi in Parshas Baloyischa, Chol Shadayte Shalav. I'm going to take something out of this Rashi that I never did before. It must be the schus of you people, of this Kail, must be your schus, that I have something out of this Rashi, that I just, you know, that's the way Torah is. You look at the same Rashi, You know, sometimes you daven the same three tefillos a day. Well, Chazal didn't give you much variety, right? Why not give you variety? Change it every so often. No, look at the words again and again, and you'll take whatever. You'll take plenty. It's a whole lifetime to get from the same words of tefillah. And the first Rashi says that Aaron HaKohen was Chol Shedaitai. He wasn't part of the Chanukah HaMishkan. It was Chol Shedaitai. And I looked at the Rashi, that's the first name it had. Chol Shedaitai, he had Chlishas Hadas. Shevet Levi seemingly didn't have Chlishas Hadas. They were happy with their Chelik. And the first thing I learned from Rashi, the first limit I have from Rashi, Chol Shedaitai, in Ruchnius, there's no such thing as being satisfied with the minimum. Aaron HaKohen had plenty. Chol Shedaitai, in Ruchnius, there's no limitation to what a person should strive for. Right? I learned one Mesechta. There's another Mesechta. There's another Mesechta. There's more Iyun. There's more Havonah. Torah is very deep. It's a lifetime of work. Chol Shedaitai. He felt that I still want more Ruchnius. I want Chanukah HaMishkan somehow. And, you know, I looked at the Rashi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron HaKohen, Shelcha Gdoila Mishelahem. That was the answer. Shelcha Shatomadliku Meitivis Aneris. You do that, Lokas HaMenorah. And so everyone's going to talk about why is it greater? Shelcha Gdoila Mishelahem. Yours is greater than theirs because you've light the Neris, which is forever. Whatever that means, it's Chayim L'Oilam. I want to explain that. I want to take something out of the Rashi. You know, sometimes you think that to give somebody a present, you got to go to the store. You got to spend money. I want to give someone a present. So, you know, it's not necessarily so. You can give someone a present by making him aware of what he has. That could be the greatest present that you could give somebody. The Bali Musa say that what's even worse than not knowing of a shortcoming of yourself, what's even worse than that is not knowing a mile of yourself, because you don't have it. If you don't recognize what you have, you don't have it. If you don't have the mile, you'll never build upon it. I looked at this Rashi, and that's what I saw in the Rashi, by saying. I hope everyone here is going to agree with me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, so to say, an Aaron HaKohen that's a little disappointed, right? So what do? You go to the store, you give him a little present. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give him a present. He didn't go out of his way. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, B'shlichus of Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, I want to make you aware of what you do have. Shelecha, what's yours? G'dayla mishalahem. You have something that's greater. You have them. You have them. I'm not giving you them. You have it. And I want to make you aware of what you have. You have the menorah. You have the Torah. The hashpa of Torah. That the menorah is. G'dayla mishalahem. What you have to offer the world. The toiv that you have through the menorah is greater, Mishalahem, because you're bringing Torah into the world. Shalacha G'dayla Mishalahem. The aura of the menorah, the light of the menorah, is the light of Torah. And that's G'dayla Mishalahem. That's why it's called Hatovis Haneris. You know, I was so happy to see the Sfas Emes. I know there's people here that like Sfas Emes, if I'm not mistaken. People like Sfas Emes. And I was so excited when I saw the Sfas Emes the other day. I'm going to be Mekatz, I'm not going to speak long. I saw the Sfas Emes the other day. It says seven times Kitoiv. In my Sebrachus, it says seven times Bayalakim Kitoiv. Seven times Kenega the Zayin Knei HaMenor. Seven times Toiv Kenega the Knei HaMenor, which was seven. Toiv Ein Toiv El Teira. The seven Knei HaMenor, there's seven Mahalchim Teira. Seven Knei HaMenor. And that's what he said, the Sfas Emes, Behetivoy Es HaNeris. Hatovis HaNeris means bring the Toiv of Teira through the Neris. I never knew why it's called Hatovis HaNeris. There's other words for it. Hatovis HaNeris is because Toiv is Teira. And that was Aaron HaKohen's job, to bring out the Toiv. Hatovis HaNeris, bring that Toiv of Teira into the world through the Neris. It's a beautiful pshat. Sfas Emes, seven times Toiv. And that's, so my, the hair of Rashi is the greatest present that you could give a person is make him aware of what he has already. Appreciate what you have. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron. You have already something. Shelachogda, you have Torah. You're bringing Torah into the world forever. The Or HaTorah, the Or HaMenorah, is something that's with Klal Yisrael. The Or HaGonus remains with Klal Yisrael. For all Yidden that are Omul B'Torah, the Medrash says, they are the ones that have access to the Or HaMenorah today, without the Beis HaMikdash. They have the Or HaGonus through the Torah. The Amelit, people who work hard, like this group here that's making a Siyam, and Ezra, Daniel, Nehemiah. When I just hear those names, Ezra, Daniel, Nehemiah, it gets me. Last night I was saying to myself, when it was late last night, I said, you know, the Siyam to my Ezra, Daniel, Nehemiah, I said, oh, was Vesach begin Daniel? So I open up the Gemara and Babasa and says, you know what, something reminds me about Daniel from the Gemara Babasa, that he was Nenash. Daniel was Nenash. Why he was Nenish, he gave a good etza to Nebuchadnezzar that he should support Aniyim. Oh, Rabbi Yisai, that's a medrash plea. So no, a medrash plea. This Gemara is almost like a medrash plea that Daniel was punished. For what reason? Because he gave a good etza to Nebuchadnezzar and he told him to give money to Aniyim and Stoka, and Baba Ben Buta should have learned from him. He got punished, thrown into Goy Varayis, Machloikas, exactly what the punishment of Daniel was for giving an etza taiva. Ah, but there was so much work put into. I just have to say something from Daniel, you know, to see him on Ezra, Daniel, Nehemiah. But that Gemara is something to think about anyways. Eitz Toiva to Nebuchadnezzar deserves such a punishment to be thrown into Goyf Arroyas. That's what it says. Or the other punishment is Tula Shinus in the Gemara as to what the punishment of Daniel really was for giving an Eitz to Nebuchadnezzar. I think there was a lot of work. That's the Or HaMenorah is for the Koel here that sits every morning, spends time, devoted time. And I just wanted, yeah, you know, I said before, you know, you look at the words of Davni, you look at the same words and you'll be surprised what you'll realize. Think about the same words. I want to tell you something that came across my mind. Everybody talks about Simchas HaChaim. You know, and there's a new thing with Shidduchim. Right away they ask, does the boy have Simchas HaChaim? Does the boy have Simchas HaChaim? That's such an important thing, and I'm not minimizing that. Simchas HaChaim, that's a beautiful terminology. Simchas HaChaim. So I said, I'm davening Shmoneh Esrei the other day, looking at the bracha of Sim Sholem. Said it a number of times already. I've davened a few times already. And I look at the bracha of Sim Sholem, and I say, ah, Sim Sholem, Teva, bracha. Kivor panecha nosatu lono Hashem l'kin, Teiras Chaim. Teiras Chaim. Oh, I said, oh, you know what? That sounds very similar to Simchas Chaim. Teiras Chaim, Simchas Chaim. And boy, that's that's what this Kailul has. Of course, you're bringing Torah into the world. What could be better than bringing Torah or HaTorah into the world? But you know what? It's synonymous. If you ask me, the two things are synonymous. Simchas Chaim, Teiras Chaim. Your Simchas Chaim is if you could bring that Torah. Torah is not something lofty. That's not for Olam Haba. Torah is for this world. Don't think Torah, oh, that's, I get Olam Haba for Torah. Torah is for this world. It's Teiras Chaim. It has to be incorporated. It's the way you live Torah. If you live with Torah, if you have the Teiras Chaim, then you could have the Simcha of Chaim, or else you don't know what life is about. Torah teaches a person how to live. The Torah of the Koel gives you a way to live throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the year. You know, there's over here, the Neshei Chayil that came, and the Rav Ephraim mentioned to me that there's going to be some Neshei Chayil. And Al Titaish Teresimech, I want to say something. Whatever it is, I think it's important. You know, I always say, when in the shul, I say many times that the women's schus is that they send their husbands to learn. So I said to him, you know what? It doesn't mean that when the husband's out, you're looking at the clock, you're 5 minutes late. I said to myself, no, let's look at the Gemara Ksubis. Now, this is really extreme, but you got to come to some type of medium. You look in the Gemara Ksubis, it speaks, you know what they used to do in the old days? They left the house for 12 years. Rabbi Akiva, that's extreme. Of course it's extreme. But maybe 5 minutes overtime is also extreme. No, he credited his wife Rachel for his Torah because she said, "Oi, I wish he went for another 12 years." I'm not an extremist in any way. I don't think anyone would believe that, and I'm really not. But the emes is the schus nash al titosh teirasimecha. Difficult pasuk. Teirasimecha. Where's teirasimecha? The answer: this is teirasimecha, that the child remembers. Husband remembers. You were behind it all because you told me stay an extra few minutes, and I'll make you a cake because you came home later. Right? That's a wow. What an extreme statement. Come home a little bit later, and for that you'll get an extra piece of whatever it is. I know, until cake doesn't go, it's not so healthy. So whatever it is, that's al titosh teiras imecha noshim mivaches. I'm ending off with this. Breakfast, finishing. Noshim mivaches birchas hatera. And there's a whole question: why do women make birchas hatera? Of course they make birchas hatera, because birchas hatera, that's what gives a person appreciation for Torah. That's why birchas hatera is so important, and we're in Golus today because they didn't make birchas hatera. That's what the Gemara says in the Dar. Actually, it's so important, the birchas hatera, because that's what makes you appreciate what you have. Shalicha G'dayla mishalahem. But that's if you make birchas hatera properly. If you start your day with a birchas, a sense of appreciation of Torah. Noshim mevorchas birchas hatera. Women have to make that birchas hatera because so much Torah depends on women. Torah simecha. That's the Torah simecha that a child is supposed to remember. Ah, she's the one that said it's time to get out of bed. That's right. That's the job. It's time to get out of bed. You have a shir tonight. How do you go to a chasana now? You'll go to the chasana later. You're not being misadik kedushin anyways. Reb, you're not being misadik kedushin. The wedding will go on. Abul Chanan Vassman didn't go to his child's bris. He asked the Chafetz Chaim. His own child's bris. He asked the Chafetz Chaim. He's learning there. In chasana, I just heard my wife gave birth. And the bris is tomorrow. The Chofetz Chaim said to Rabbi Chanan, he knew who he was talking to. Huh? He said to Rabbi Chanan Vassman, "Are you a mayel?" He said, "No, I don't do mila. You could stay here." I said, "I'm not an extremist. You have a shir that night, al titash terisimecha. She should be saying, stay for this shir. The chasna will go on. Whenever you get there, I know from experience, whenever you get to the chasna, it's okay. As long as you get there. Sometimes even if you don't get there, it's also not the end of the world. But whenever you get there, the person will be more than happy. There's other people there. But your shir and your Torah is g'dayla mishalehem ashreichem, that you have the ability, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you all the siyata d'shmaya, that the Torah should be a schus for yourself, for your families, for oirech kihi chayecha, but oirech yomecha, should bring you long life, healthy life for yourselves and your entire mishpacha.